It's been a bad day in Pakistan. The Taliban tried to assassinate a high court judge in the city of Karachi. The judge survived, but 9 others died. Militants also struck near Pakistan's northwest frontier, killing the head of a tribal peace committee and a police officer. All this comes 4 days after a Taliban offshoot killed 10 foreign tourists in the Himalayas. This surge in violence is causing anger and frustration among Pakistanis who are tired of years of war. NPR's Philip Reeves traveled deep into the mountains to meet some people who are dreaming of peace.
Up in the Hindu Kush, beneath a big yellow moon, thousands of people are standing in a field. They're mostly men. The dark silhouettes of mountains loom up all around. Close by, a river races down towards a valley that not so long ago was Taliban territory. The crowd clusters around a stage. They're watching a young man doing stand-up. Many of these men are Pashtuns from lands that border Afghanistan. They have beards, baggy white traditional clothes, and attentive expressions that dissolve into smiles when the punchlines come. To an outsider, some of these jokes seem long and obscure. Others have a familiar ring.
A wife is arguing with her husband. He's waving around their marriage contract and keeps reading it again and again. The wife says, "What on the earth are you looking for in that contract?" He replies, "The expiry date."
We're on the edge of Kalam, a small town in Swat. For a while, the Taliban roamed freely in much of this part of northwest Pakistan. They even ruled some areas. Then in 2009, Pakistan's army swept in and won back control, but only after a conflict in which many atrocities were committed by both sides. This left a residue of hatred and fear. Pakistanis often criticised their military, citing corruption and human rights abuses. For this crowd, the Taliban is the enemy. They've come to show support for rule by the state. This summer festival is organised by Pakistan's army and the province of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa. Provincial official Amin Khan says it's about winning hearts and minds.
Because the people are afraid to come here, especially the tourists did not come here so that they can see the place. The beauty of this is very famous in all over the world.
Pakistan's army chief gazes down from a big poster hanging between some pine trees. There are army checkpoints along the road and soldiers in combat gear. The field is encircled by razor wire. Even so, Noor ul Haq is worried.
I just told my friend that I don't know whether a bomb blast will occur or not.
So you're still feeling a little uneasy?
Yeah, yeah. Very uneasy.
Very uneasy.
Yeah.
You're quite nervous about being here right now.
Ul Haq is an accountancy student. A few days ago, in his hometown, Mardan, a suicide bomber killed nearly 30 people. The crowds come here to try to forget horrors like that. By enjoying pleasures, the Taliban abhors. The music turns into dancing. There are some women and kids around, and some people who've travelled far to be here. Ehsan Baluch came from his hometown, Delabukti, in Baluchistan.
You know, because of not proper road, we took more than 14 hours to get here.
Yet he's glad he came.
To put aside the pressures, the psychological, the troubles, you know, and come here to enjoy the beautiful nature. And a man can feel very good and relaxed here.
Coming to the mountains hasn't completely removed his fear.
We feel always unsafe here.
You feel unsafe always, but you still...
We have to face them, because we have to change this environment, this all atmosphere. Change. One of the main, or one of the pivotal things Pakistan needs is change.
Change, says Baluch, requires peace. On this night, for once, this crowd is enjoying a taste of peace. The booms echoing around the mountains are not from guns or missiles fired from drones, but from the festival's fireworks. Philip Reeves, NPR News.